Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
I want you to know that Nehemiah faced tons of opposition. He faced ridicule, scoffing, wrath, discouragement, fear. But in all of these things, at every response, if you read, Nehemiah always sought the Lord first. Matter of fact, the Bible says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Nehemiah just wasn't a practical prayer, but he showed action. He heard that the people was going to come against them to stop this great work. But then he prayed to the Lord, got the people together, say, all right, they're coming, but we're going to pray, and then we're going to set up watch. So whenever God told you to do something, you have to go get it. Everybody praying, I want a job, but ain't went out looking for a job. They ain't put an application in, ain't got a resume. How you going to get a job? They say, the Lord said he's going to provide. You got to go possess it. The walls of Jerusalem just weren't going to be built. God could have snapped their finger and built it around, but he wanted the people to appreciate doing the work. He wanted to let them know that, hey, working together, things happen. And then after the walls are built, the walls took 52 days to build.
That's a miracle.
I'm telling you, 52 days. It took that long to clear rubble out, I think. How in the world are they building 52 days? Nobody knows to this day. But we only know that God was in it. And the Bible said, if you look at this verse here, Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 6, it says the people had a mind to work. Good Lord. Mm-hmm. What focus if you have a mind to work? I'm going to end with this real quick. Nehemiah prayed 4 months. The wall took 52 days. He prayed twice as long than the work took. He prayed for 4 months and the walls only took 52 days. 2 months is about 60 days. So he prayed longer because he had to prepare for what was ahead. If he believed this work was great, if you believe what you are doing for Christ is great, you know Satan is going to come against you. You know that opposition from around you is going to come against you. You know even internally from your flesh, opposition is going to come. He had to prepare for the battle. Prayer prepares you for what lies ahead. Because it's coming. Because the Bible says anyone that will do good, know this, that evil is always present. That's not to scare us. That lets us know that we're doing something right. Prayer will prepare us to do what's right. So I want to end with this today. I want to encourage you. If you're doing something great from the Lord, don't come down. I remember when Jesus Christ was stretched high and wide, and they said, if you be the Son of God, come down. But he didn't come down. He had to finish his work. They tried to coerce them off the cross. Come on now. If you come down now, we'll believe you. But he stayed on the cross. He knew his purpose. I don't know if you know about that, but the night before, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he prayed such fervent prayers, sweats of blood dropped from him. Because he knew he would have to then die for the world. But he already knew. He had a purpose. He said, not my will, but your will be done. And this is what Nehemiah said when he's prepared. He said, Lord, send me, I'll do the work. Are you willing to do the work at all costs for Christ? I'm telling you, after those walls rebuilt, if you read it, the scribes read the word of God. The people stood up as they read the word. The spirituality of Jerusalem was fortified. And then they got to the place where God wanted them to be. God, prayer prepares us for what lies ahead. Nehemiah prayed double before he even went to the work. Be prepared to go into battle for the Lord. And the Lord will be right there by your side.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.